Okay, we're today to try to understand the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan. Like gadol gadol mamish, like cotton cotton mamish, ala gadol v'samech al shulchan aviv, zeo cotton. Okay. Try to go through the really havana of what it means, what the ramifications are of this din in the sugya, that a katan, a gadol v'samech al shulchan aviv is a katan, and that's not a machlaikis that we're passing up Rabbi Yochanan, that's for sure. Where is there a machlaikis? There's a machlaikis here between Rabbeinu Tam on the one hand and the Ramban, the Rajba, and maybe the Rambam, on the other hand, who argue how vite this rule goes. The Ramban holds, Muki Yosef B'Shem, the Ramban, holds that it's only by Metziah. It's only by Metziah that a God L'Asemeh HaShulchan Aviv, that it goes to the Father. And Rabbeinu Tam holds, no, it's everywhere. It's even by Erev, when the father wants to be given Erev, he has to give it to someone to be kind of for others. It doesn't work by a God. Now, you have to understand the svaris of the two shittas. Pshat is that the Muki Yosef and the Ramban hold that God L'Asemech HaShulchan Aviv is really a gadol. A gadol HaSemech HaShulchan Aviv is really a full-fledged gadol. Totally. Just because of Eva, they give the Metziah to the father. That's all. It's an Eva Dikadin. And they gave it. But is a gadol HaSemech HaShulchan Aviv, is he a Bar Kinyan? Of course he's a Bar Kinyan. The way we all thought before we learned this Gemara, before anybody ever gets this far, you assume, once you're Bar Mitzvah, you're your own person for Kinyanim. The Ramban holds, it's taka that way. That you're your own person for Kinyanim. I, Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, it's a special din by Metziah because of Eva. And it's a unique din for Eva, Metziah. That's it, nothing else. Period. Rabbeinu Tam holds, no. Rabbeinu Tam holds, I don't know how vite, we'll have to see. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's an Ikar Adin, that a God L'Asemech HaShulchan Aviv doesn't have Kinyanim. It's not a special din Mishum Eva by Metziah. Because there's no Eva. If the father is giving to his son should be Zeichah for everybody, to be Zeichah the Erev for others. There's no Eva. The father wants the son to do it. And Aval Pikein is no good. Which means that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's like an Ikar Adin that a God L'Asemech HaShulchan Aviv has a din like a cut. So that the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban is more than just the shaila of when do you say God L'Asem HaShav Kekot and Dani. It's a machlekes in the Yisayid HaInyan. In the Yisayid of the Inyan, Ramban holds that a God L'Asem HaShulchan Aviv is a regular God except Metziah Mishum Eva. And Rabbeinu Tam holds, no, it's taka halacha, that God L'Asem HaShav is a cotton. Very, very vital difference between the two.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the makor? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the makor? If not Mishum Eva, what's the makor that the yad of the son of Hashem Malavim is the yad of his father?
What's the makor that God L'Asem HaShav is a kadin? The makor is Rabbi Yochanan, who teaches Gadol. I'll tell you, the makor Pashtus, the Mechafayim brings another makor, which we'll get to in a minute. Pashtus, the makor is, the Gemara in Erevin says, Mezakai de b'nayu b'itai ha-gedaylin. And since Rabbi Yochanan teaches the word gadol to mean ein le'sanach al-shulchan aviv, Rabbeinu Tam's Havana is that just like in Masechtas Bava Metziah, the definition of gadol is ein le'sanach al-shulchan aviv, the same thing in Masechtas Erevin, the definition of gadol is ein le'sanach al-shulchan aviv. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam understands, that Rabbi Yochanan is not going only above Metziah. He's going on Kinyanim all over Shas. That's what Gadol means. That's his Havan.
What's the Mishnah? Rabbi just said that the Rambam learns that the Metziah of a Samech HaShulchan Aviv goes to the father, Mishum Eva.
That's right.
And the Tam lands in the Shorish of the Din.
So what's the reason? That will be what the Machta Ephraim's Tumul is about. Is it because he has no Yad? Or is it, we'll have to see. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Giving him a Lul and Esther,
going to
be a problem
with the Rebbe. So that's what we have to... That's the Machta Ephraim's whole Tumul. Before I get to the Machta Ephraim's Tumul, those of you who try to look at the Machta Ephraim see that he sort of goes back and forth. It's not a... It looks like he wasn't masadarit for printing. He goes back and forth. He doesn't have such a clear maskana. But before I get to that, in the first paragraph of the Machne Ephraim, he brings a Mishnah, Mesechtes Maaseh Sheni, which he says is a raya to the Muki Yosef. The Mishnah, Mesechtes Maaseh Sheni, says that when a man is being paid to his Maaseh Sheni, you all know Maaseh Sheni is wheat or produce that you have to bring up to eat in Yerushalayim. Now, of course, it's a big tircha to schlep everything up to Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Torah says that you could be paid it. However, the owner of Maaseh Sheni has to be Maaseh Fachaymish. If you own the Maaseh Sheni, you have to add a fifth when you paid it. You have to add another 20%. Now, occasionally, if a person doesn't want to add the 20%. He doesn't want to. So he can give it away. He can give it to a friend. The friend will be paid it. B'shavya. The problem is if he gives it away, what's going to happen? He's not going to have it. The problem is if you want to have it and you don't want to add 20%, what do? How can you have it both ways? So the Mishnah says, Ma'arimin, you could pull a trick and you give it to your son who's a gadol. And let the son be paid it. The son is a godly, so he stands for himself. So the son will be paid it. And he won't have to add a chaymish. As I state in the Mishnah. Now, what does it mean, marimin? What's the trick? If you give it away, trick? Zakta Machta Ephraim, Pasha Pshat is that the son is eating in your house anyway. You're going to feed him supper tonight anyhow. That's why it's a trick, because you're going to feed him anyhow. So like this, you have Maaseh Sheni, you want to give supper, and you have grapes that are Maaseh Sheni, you want to serve them for supper. So you're going to be paid it, you have to eat a chaymish. So Marimi, you do a trick, you're giving it to your son anyway. So you tell your son, here, be kind of the grapes, and now you'll be paid it. You're not the original Bailam, so you don't have to eat a chaymish. So you can be paid in Pachas Mechaymish. And without the chaymish, that's Zokta Machta Ephraim, Pashup Shad in the word Marimin. The trick, what trick? If you're giving it away, it's not a trick. Trick is, he's eating in your house anyway. Zok de Machne Ephraim, we see from there that a gadol, Hasaymech al Shulchan Aviv, can get a matana from his father. Because we see, Marimin, that you can give the grapes or whatever fruit it is to your son, and he's going to be kind and he'll be paid without the chaymish. So Zok de Machne Ephraim, from that mission, is a raya to the Muki Yosef. That you could give something to your son at Shvan Rabbeinu Tam. So he says Rabbeinu Tam will have to answer that gadol over there also is a gadol she'ein lo son nechal shulchan aviv. Rabbeinu Tam will have to say that just like an erev in above a mitzia, when it says gadol, it means ein lo son nechal shulchan aviv. And in the second Maaseh Sheni also, it's talking that he's ein lo son nechal shulchan aviv, which the Machne Ephraim considers a daichik. But that's what I'll have to answer. So that's the problem. So what's the trick? So he brings a Rashba that says the trick is because your son you trust. That if you'll give it to him, he'll be paid it. After he finishes being paid, he'll give it back to you. So that's how Machta Ephraim says Rabbeinu Tam has to learn. He brings a Rashba, which seems to be inconsistent with the Rashba Lishutasa here, which is a separate issue. But that's how he says, and he says it's more nearer like Muki Yosef from that mission. Now, the Machne Ephraim declares the Shaila of whether we pass like Rabbeinu Tam. In Hilchis Chayshim Mishpat, we pass like Rabbeinu Tam. In Simin Ayin Reish, Sif Beis, we pass like Rabbeinu Tam. So the question that the Machne Ephraim is clearing is this question. Can a father give a gift to his son that's Saimesh Ashulchanai, and it becomes the son's? Now, of course, if the father wants to give his son a gift, and the son's just going to use it, it doesn't matter whose it is, so what's the difference? We're talking when the father is giving a gift to the son, and does it become the son's? Does it become Shel HaBen? Let's say it's a lulav. The father wants to give his son a lulav. He wants it should be lochem. More than lulav. A lot of you might buy your own lulav. What about tzitzis? You have a talis cotton. The talis cotton has to be gedilim tasalachah. It has to be yours. So Machne Ephraim clares, if your father gives you a talis cotton, Machne Ephraim clares whether it becomes yours or not. Maybe it's still the father's. What does Rabbeinu Tam hold? When a father gives his son something, if you say that a gadol asem al shulchan aviv is a cotton, can it become the cotton? Can it become the gadol asem al shulchan aviv who's like a cotton? This is the Machne Ephraim's klar that we're going to talk about. Just to make it a little more interesting, I found here an interesting shaila in the Pesachei Chayshin. Somebody owed a malamid money. So I guess they were in yeshiva, and the son found a metziah. The father owes someone money. In this case, he owed a malamed money. The child found a metziah. They found a $100 bill. So the malamed took the $100 bill from him for the chayiv. Now, it didn't have to be a malamed. It could be anybody. The father owes you money, and the son finds something. Does the tfisa work? So what would you say? What would you say? Huh?
Of course.
Of course, it
does.
Works. You'll agree? Huh? Of course it works. Huh?
Why does the son have to pay the father's bills?
But that's the whole point. It's not the son's money. It's the father's money. Because Metzias had ben lav. So when the son found it, it belongs to the father. So now it's the father's.
The whole reason why it goes to the father's is the father can go and say, yes, she'll leave the nefas for how good. And he says, I'd rather be in the hand of the son now, and therefore the Muhammad who now has access to...
I'm surprised he's saying such a thing, which in my opinion makes no sense. But he says the same thing. Now we're going to talk about why. This all comes down to the Machne Ephraim. I'll tell you why I think it makes no sense. First, let me read the Heshiv, the Tshuva in the Arbaturi Yevon is ain't tfisa say tfisa. The Rebbe can't grab it. Shiachal ha'av loimer ef shibit takanas chazal. This takan is for my benefit that I get it. Ef shibit takanas chazal lischeis b'metzia v'nisheres ha'metzia l'katan she'en echayev loiklom.
That grab it away anyways.
What?
That grab it away anyways.
Why? The son doesn't owe him anything.
The son wasn't kind.
The cotton is kind of mitzir the lay laisi lan suye. It says the cotton they dark a shalom.
Pashkis. Father wouldn't want to do that. The father wouldn't want to do that. He owes the malamed money. I guess he paid off the debt. The clay has the money. The father doesn't gain anything.
You mean the father doesn't really gain anything? That's interesting. All right, the assumption is the father didn't want the Rebbe to have the malamed to have the money. Could be. So the truth is, there's another problem. He has a kasha on this that you can't say ef she afterwards. Usually ef she have to say b'shas ma'ase. Father wasn't aware of it. I'm not so sure unless he means it's an umdina that he doesn't want. This shaila, yeah.
How can he make up his own takana? The takana that when it says in the Mishnah Gittin, Chayav Shet to the cousin Mitziah is gezel mishum darkei shalom. That means that it's gezel from the father. Because our Gemara proves
right.
That it goes.
Okay.
Goes
and therefore, theorize.
If he doesn't want that takana to kind of the Metzia, then his cotton is also not kind because there's no takana for him.
What does that depend on?
How old is his cotton?
Think about it. What he's timing is Chacham made a takana, the father gets the money, so the whole thing is a takana to Rabbanon because he's a katan. So you're timing, if he says a yefshi, so it lives hefker, as you say. That all depends on what's going to come down to the whole Machna Ephraim that swings on this Shiloh. And that's the Shiloh we discussed on the Yamed Aleph. How does it work? Is Pshat that it's one takana, that if a cotton finds something, it goes to the father? If it's all one big takana, a cotton finds something, it goes to the father, then you're right. Then if you say, I don't want the takana, then it remains hefker. Or, no, there are two takanas. There's one takana that if a cotton finds something, you can't take it away from him, and they dakishon. The cotton gets it. There's a second takana. Then once the cotton gets it, it goes to the father, Mishameva. Two separate takanas. One of Neidak Shalom and one Misham Eva. So the question becomes this Shiloh. When we say a cotton picks something up, it goes to the father. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's true even by Kenyanim. Is the Pshat the cotton has zero Yad La'atzmai? He has zero Yad. He doesn't have a Yad. He can't make Kenyanim. He's an extension of his father's Yad. Or do we say, no, he has his own Yad. And just he's kind of for himself, and once it goes to him, then it goes to the father, Mishameva. Now, today, Shia, everything depends on this. We're going to see in a few minutes. Everything we're going to talk about, at least in the first part of Shia today, everything has to do with the Machna Ephraim. It's a big Machna Ephraim, brings rice from all over the place. It all comes down to this one question. If you're a gadol, asamech al shulchan aviv, you're a gadol, asamech al shulchan aviv, you look at your hand, what is your hand? What is your yad? We could understand that your yad is an extension of your father's yad. You have no yad for yourself, garnished. You have zero yad for yourself. Your yad can only do kinyana for your father. And that's all. It's an extension. Your father has three hands or four hands or more kids. He has more hands. He has his hands and he has your hands. That's one way to understand. Or is the pshat, no, you have a yad for yourself. Chazal just said that when you get things, it's got to go to the father. Now, on this hinges the shaila in the pischei chayish. Whether a man could say, efshi, and I wanted my son to get it, if the son has a yad, one second. And it hinges on this, the Machna Ephraim's klar. What is the Machna Ephraim's klar? It's the shaila we ended shir with yesterday. And the question is, can a father give a gift to his own son? Clearly, there's no eva. He's giving it to his own son. He wants his son to have it. Can a father give a gift to his own son? What is this tali in? It's tali in the same Shaila Pashtus. Does the son have a yad? If the son has a yad, just the Rabbanon said that once he gets something, it goes to the father. Then the son has a yad. And the father could say, I want it to go to your yad. Or, no, it's pshat that the son's yad is an extension of the father's yad. If the son's yad is an extension of the father's yad, then the father cannot possibly give the son a gift. And this kler is the whole tumult that has to do with lulavs and tzitzis and the ring of the kedushin and anything else that a father gives a son and then he wants to take back. If the son has a yad, he has a yad. If he doesn't have a yad, he doesn't have a yad. This is what the Machna Ephraim is tumbling about back and forth. And this is the shine. Okay, now you're shaking your head no. But on which part?
Even Rabbi Natan agreed that a cotton, maybe a god of the Sana Hashulchan Aviv, he has a Yadish. The Rabbanon said, Mishum Ruzay is a lot of war because the Eva, we're preempting his kinyan. Before he makes a kinyan, we're giving it to the father. But if the father says he actually made a cotton of the cotton, Rabbi Natan will be Maida, that the cotton belongs to the father.
Okay, let's see if that's true. Let's see. In Svara, I would agree with you. Let's see if it's honest. As I said, the Machna Ephraim is not so mesuder. I'll try to be mesuder it in a way that will be a little easier to follow. Primarily from one or two paragraphs in the Machna Ephraim. Machna Ephraim brings a raya from the Mordechai. Now, we learned the Mordechai inside. When we were discussing a different shaila, we were discussing whether a cotton is an ani or not. Can you give your nephew tzedakah because he's an ani? Or you can't give him tzedakah because he's an ani. So at that time, we saw the Mardechai inside. We did not go into the part that has to do with this Taisus. But, first of all, the Mardechai is very important because the Ramah brings the Mardechai, which means we pass on the Mardechai. And the Mardechai also, the Mechta Ephraim says, talks about this Shiloh. So I'll trouble you again to turn to the Mardechai, the first page in the Mardechai, and look at the Lashon again. It's Resh Mem Aleph. Simit is Ramar. It's Mardechai thought in the Ramar, and it happens to be Yis Resh Mem Aleph. It's the first page in the Mardechai, which is all the way after the Rif, page Ayin Dalet. But you better remember what we're looking for. Before we read the Mardechai, what are we looking for? We're looking to be Peshit this Shiloh. Is it Shayach to give something to a Gadol HaSamech al Shulchan Aviv? That means the guy sitting next to you, a lot of people in this room, can you give him something that his father has no shaykhus to? Alpidin, that's his, he has no shaykhus. Could the father give it to the son? But there's no eva. So again, we're going to read the shayla. The shayla has to do with tzedakah. But now we're going to look for the part that has to do with us. So the Machta Ephraim brings it. It's in the last column of the on this page, and I endow it. And it's sixth line down, the last word on the line, Beruve. Sheesh li chatzi maisa. He has tzedakah money. Half of his maisa money. Oise chatzi she'ein minig bi'irai losais l'kishal tzedakah. As I told you, the minig was that half the maisa money they gave to the community, to the charity fund, and the other half they gave to whoever they want. Yesh li rishus litnoi l'chol aniyim she'irtzi. He can give it to whoever he wants. Im yachol l'site l'banav v'b'naisa shal Shimon Kraivai. Could he give it to the children of Shimon, his relative? Hasmuchin al shulchanay shal Shimon, af al pi she Shimon aviyem yeshlay, ve'ena yinaitel min atzedaka. Even though Shimon, the father, has money, and he's not eligible for tzedaka, could he? Nirali. Now this Nirali is a Meram Rutenberg. Right before Resh Malach, it says Heshiv Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir is the Meram Rutenberg. Nirali. You should know a klal of all the Rishayim, the Rishon that we paskin like the most. Is the Meram Rutenberg. It's a funny thing. Meram Rutenberg is the only Rishon that's quoted all the time that never wrote a Sefer. We have no Svarim from him. They collected his Ksavim, they have Tshuvas Meram Rutenberg, but we don't really have Svarim from him. But his Talmidim included the Rush, who always quotes him. And by and large, we, the Ramah, always paskins like the Meram Rutenberg, and that's probably why this is brought in the Ramah. Let's see what he says. Nirali. Nearly the chol's man shem smuchin al shulchanai eina yachal liten lahem afilu hem gedaylin. Why can't you give tzedakah to the children even though they're gedaylin? Now you might think of different reasons. Listen to his reason. The kaimalon kareb yechin lagabi Shmuel doma beperakamu doma mitziya gabi mitziyas benayu bite aktanam ariyelu shalai loy katan mamish. We pass on Rabbi Yechanan, who says it, that a gadol hasemach hashulchan aviv is a cotton. Upirish Rabbeinu Tam do adim ba'alma b'lay mitziya. Echein pirish Rabbeinu Tam be'erim perak chalayim. Gabi enam izakad ebitam ektanim. Sheesh li zayir. Shlo liskis be'erim abnei b'itay agadayim. Asmuchan hashulchanay lefi sheyadeim ki yaday. V'kivan di yadam ki yaday. Asur litein lehem ha'isa'ani. Kivan davi emasher hu. So again, the last time we were thinking about the tzedakah ramifications. Now to thinking about the kinyan ramifications. Kivan de yadam ki yadai, asa litin lehem aisa ani, kivan davi em asheru. What does it say here? It's beferish, no? Is this beferish, pashit ashayla? No? What do you see? Figure it out. He says, why can't you give tzedakah to the katan? Why can't you give tzedakah to the god lasa melech shulchan aviv? Why not? He doesn't say because he's not an ani. He says because it will automatically go to the father. And the father is an ashir, and he's not eligible for tzedakah. You guys should look more excited. What does it say here? What does it say? Could you give something to a cotton that to a god shulchan aviv that his father should have no chelik in it? Huh? Is there eva here if the child gets it? Can I ask you a question? Is there Eva here if the child gets it? No? No, why not? More than that, the father can't even get it. The father's an usher. Listen to what's going on here. We're giving something to the son that if we're going to say it goes to the father can't take it. He's an usher, and we want to give tzedakah to the son. The father can't get it. There's certainly no Eva if the son gets it. And Aval P.K., the Rambam Rinnberg says, Behedya, that a God HaShemech HaShulchan Aviv cannot get it, because as soon as he gets it, it becomes the father's, and the father's an Asher. Now this is Mufurish, that it goes straight to the father. If it goes to the son, and then from the son to the father, this whole cheshmer falls away. The son's an Ani, he gets it. Could it go to the father? Well, either say the father's an Asher, it can't go to him. Or say that once the son gets it, it becomes cool, and it could go to the father. But what's the nidoin here that you can't give it to the son because yadai ki yadam ki yadai asal atali liten la maiserani? It's mafurish in this Maram Rittenberg, the opposite of what you would think. It's mafurish in this Maram Rittenberg l'chayra that it's not shayach for the gadol asemach ha-shulchan aviv to have his own yad. And this is a major issue now, because some of you sitting here are gadol asemach ha-shulchan aviv. So I don't know, you have a problem with your talis katan, no? You made a bracha on talis katan today. You made a bracha on talis katan. How do you make a bracha on talis katan? It's not yours. It's your father's. Your father can't give you a matana. Is it a problem?
Yeah,
that's what Chayra comes out from here.
He continues. He says this is only, first of all, a Chomra and a Tzirah. He continues.
Well, he continues that it's the Ikar Adin. Afal Bishar Shimshin may spire that it's Chaylak Arben Otan. Umechalak Be Mitzia Deleka Dasacheres Magda Lecha Dika Dasacheres Magda Anana Avdina Kare Ben Otan L'Chomra. We pass on Ben Alhan L'Chomra. Oh, V'oid Yachaliyah is another reason. But I don't see that he's chayzer on this.
I'm just saying, he says this regarding this specific halacha where a person wants to go, and he's sort of getting around giving tzedakah. He's giving it to this kid, the kid who technically doesn't need it because his father's supporting him. So no.
He's answering the shaila of Abbas. He's not answering because we really don't like this thing, and that's not what he's saying. He's saying it's because yadam ki yadai. He's not saying to what you're saying. He's not saying we don't like it, you're getting away without giving tzedakah. That's not what
he says. But in Maisi, right, he brings down the Chayla, and he says, we're passing the Chomra, like, Mashva, if it would be a Kula, we wouldn't pass him like it.
Plus, he's saying we pass the Chomra like Rabbeinu Tam. The reason he says it is because there's a Klal, Halachic Divrei HaMekel Be'eriv. And Be'erivin, if you want to be Samech on the Muki Yosef and the Ramban, you're allowed to. That's why he says this Lashon. We also pass in that way, that by Erevin, Alachai Devei Amekel, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you want, you can be Samech HaNoim Muki Yaisi. That's why he uses this Lashon. But certainly by Mominus, we pass in Lachumra, and Alachas Kama Vakama by Der Aisa, Tzitzis, certainly a Lulav, certainly a pass in Lachumra. By Der Aisa, it's no Shalom.
So then according to this, even by Dasa Charisma, we pass in Dasa Charisma, if we give it to a Kav, how can I give something to a Kav Dasa Charisma? What difference does it make? He doesn't have the yad, goes straight to his father. How can I give it?
So maybe it does go straight to the father.
But look, he says later on, he says no. He says, even though we make a chilek, over here it's different, because here we're talking about it's only time to send another time, send another time, and therefore that's
okay, so we have to answer your question. So you have a question on the Maram Rittenberg.
He says it's only based on the Tziruf.
No, your question has nothing to do with saying Tziruf. Your question has to be answered anyway with the Maram Rittenberg. Has nothing to do with it. You're asking a question. All right, so we need an answer. But
Maharam Rittenberg holds that the katan, the gadol, the son of the shulchan of his father, cannot walk in the eruv in that mishnah.
He can walk in the eruv.
But how? He doesn't own any of.
He doesn't have to. He's samech on his father's chelik in the eruv.
He doesn't own the food.
No, the halacha is that one kitchen, chad like in camp, not everyone in camp has to own one tamchoi, one kitchen. And Mokim Pitei Gairim, the Gemara says. Wherever the food is, that's one. So in camp, if there's one kitchen, you don't need. If you have two kitchens, so you need two tzerufim. You don't need every single person in the house. If you're a guest, if you go and you visit a city, you visit your uncle in a city that has an Eriv, so you carry there because you're in the same kitchen. Machne Ephraim brings this raya. After he brings this raya, he writes that in Svara, this all comes down to a question of whether a person has a yad. And he writes that Apisvara, declare if a person has a yad only makes sense by a cotton. By a cotton, you could declare if he has a yad. He said, Apisvara, Gadol certainly has a yad. If he'll not be Samech HaShulchan Aviv, it'll be a full-fledged Gadol. And therefore, the Machne Ephraim, despite this raya, is mitzadeh to say that, not like the Maram Rutenberg, that in Svara, a Gadol should have his own yad. He's a regular Gadol. So Chazal made a takon, he's got to give his money to his father. But to say he doesn't have a yad, how do you say such a thing? In parentheses, the Machne Ephraim's son says he doesn't know what his father's talking about. He says, what is the Machne Ephraim saying? That in Svara, a son is a Gadol, and Alpi Svara, the father could give to the son. He writes, I don't understand. What are you going to do with Tosfos? Rabbeinu Tam's case was Erev. What are you telling me Svara is? Rabbeinu Tam himself got up and told me that the father cannot give something to the son to be zaycheh for other people in the town, or in the bungalow colony, whatever it is. So Tosfos says the father can't give the son a matan. So where's the Machne Ephraim coming with a Svara to say, oh, it's Mustava, Rabbeinu Tam, it's talking about a Gadol is different. A Gadol, he has his own yad, you're giving it to him, and from him it goes to the father. Where are you coming with such Svaras? From where? Rabbeinu Tam himself was talking about a father giving a son. So he has this kasha on the Machne Ephraim, which means to say the following. When we come out of this, we come out like, I think, the following. In Svara, we all agree it's more mistaver that a son has a yad if he's a god. He has a yad. He's a god for everything. He shouldn't be able. In Svara, the son should have a yad. However, we have two strong rayas, not like that. One is Rabbeinu Tam, who said the father can give the son something to be zeicha for the Bnei HaEriv. And two is the Maram Rutenberg, who said you can't give tzedakah to the son, not because the son's not an ani, but because when the son gets it, it becomes the father's. So, misnage, to our Pashto Sasvara, we have Rabbeinu Tam, Maram Rutenberg, which are very significant problems with this whole heter. Plus, the Machne Ephraim himself adds a third makar, that's a problem, from a tour in Hilchis Ribis. And the tour is going on such a case. There's a halacha. Let's say I want someone to lend me money. I want someone to lend me money, and I have to convince him. So I go over to this person's friend. I say, listen, if you can get Yankel to lend me $100,000, I'll give you $1,000. I'll give you money. If you get Pliny to lend me money. Is that mutter? Huh? Is that ribbis? I tell someone, if you get him to lend me money, I'll give you $1,000. What do you think? Should be a problem? Huh?
No.
No problem. There's no ribbis from the malva to the liver. I'm giving someone else a gift that he should convince someone to lend me money. No problem. Aval, the Torah says, when you do it, you can't go to the lender's son if he's Samech al Shulchan Aviv. Because you're going to go over to someone, you say, convince your father to lend me money, and if he does, I'll give you money. He says you can't go to the lender's son if he's a Samech al Shulchan Aviv, because then that's ribbis. Your father's lending you $100,000. And you're giving the son $1,000, which becomes the father's. So he says, the Torah says, you can get someone else to do it, but not b'nai ha-gadol ha-saymech al-shulchan. Zakta Machne Ephraim, 1 minute. If the son's yad is mamish the father's yad, then I understand. If the son's yad is the father's yad, then I understand. It's aser. When you give it to the son, you're giving it to the father. But we're going to learn that the son has a yad for himself. Just that there's a din that when he gets something, afterwards it has to go to the father. So then that's not, certainly not ribis d'iraisa, which is the Lashon HaTorah. It's certainly not ribis d'iraisa. You're giving it to the son. The son in turn is going to give it to the father. It's not ribis me'malva l'loiva. It's not ribis that's going, me'loiva l'malva. It's not going from the borrower to the lender. It's going to the son. The son then has to give it to the father. The fact that the Torah says that that's ribis d'iraisa is mashma that when you give it to the son, it's mamish giving it to the father. The father's hand is the son's hand. It's all one hand. So this is his third raya, that also from a Rishon, it's not a raya from a Gemara, it's also a raya from a Rishon, that the father's yad and the son's yad is all one yad. Which means to say, l'maskona of the Machne Ephraim, it's more naita that we have problems. That a father cannot give a gift to a son. And that the son has no yad for himself. His hand is his father's hand. Even something the father can't possibly own, like Maisa Ani, or Mois Meiser, the son can't get it. Because whatever he gets is automatically the father's. This is the Poel Yaitze of the Machne Ephraim. And I can't say we don't have anybody beferish vakeret. There's a ritva here on Yud Beis that says the opposite, which Machne Ephraim brings. Ritva says the father could give a son, so we have at least one Rishon Klar vakeret. But Aval Pikein, if you're talking about shalos of a mitzvah d'iraisa, you certainly have to be Yaitzer Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And we have very strong rayas, not like the heter to give. It sounds like the son has no yad. The son has no yad. It goes straight to the father. That's what seems to come up. What? In Chayshim Mishpat we paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. In Hilchis Erevin, it brings both shitas in the Mechaber, and it says Behilchis Erevin Haraitz Alismaich Some Kenze Haloshin Haraitz Yochah Haraitz Lahakel. Could be Saimachan, because halachic divrei mekel be'erev. There's a rule by all shalos and erevin that we pass like the mekel. Erevin's a drabanan, so we pass in kedivrei mekel be'erev. So if for deraisa and for dinu chayshim mishpat, it seems that we pass like Rabbeinu Tam. And b'meilu we have this major issue, which, like I told you, is not an easy thing to get around. It appears to be an interesting problem, very interesting problem. Now, there is a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simon Shin Samach Vav, Sif, was it Sif Yud? I think Sif Yud, right? Shin Samach Vav Sif Yud, who does say a Mahalach to help us here. Rabbi Kiva Eger is very short, as is his style in Shulchan Aruch. He says the following. He says a father could give his son a gift, a godly. A father could give his son a gift, even though Rabbeinu Tam. But by Erevin, the father can't give the son, because when you're giving the son in order for him to be mezaka to others, that's worse. Period. He doesn't say svara. Svara we have to figure out if this makes sense to us. Again, you have a father. He can give the son a gift for the son's sake. But to give the son a gift that the son should be zeicha for other people, that's worse. Now, I just saw this from Akiva Eger, but in Svara, I don't see anybody could say a Svara in this. And for himself?
He has no way to pick up for himself. So anything he picks up...
The father could give him for himself. And the father can't give him for someone else. Why?
Because there's no
but if the father wants, then he could pick up for himself. If the father's maskim, he could pick up for himself.
But only if it's going to himself. He can't pick which person to give it.
So let the father pick which person. He wants to give it to the Bnei Ha'eriv, the Bnei Ha'amav, the Bnei Ha'chatzim. So it needs a little bit, at least it's a mahalach, it's something of a mahalach, that Rabbi Kivayi should say such a thing. But otherwise, it's something of a problem. There is one other Maramakim on the topic, which, very interesting Maramakim, all the way at the end of the Machne Ephraim. He brings a Piskei Taisvis, I think from Masechtas Erechim. And the Piskei Taisvis looks, when you read it, you're sure it's a printing mistake. It says that a cotton could be yitzah with a lulav, im hiknulai, if they're makna to him, milvad miyam tefrishim, except the first day of Sukkot. A cotton could be yitzah with a lulav, beyond tefrishim, except with a lulav, except if they were makna, im hiknulai, chutz miyam tefrishim. Now it sounds to be just the opposite. It probably should say, dafka beyond tefrishim. That's the way I would think. The language chutz me, why does it mean chutz me? I'm tefrish. Zogt Machne Ephraim, lidivreinu, like our chiddish, it's very meduyek. The child can be yaitzim with a lulav if the father gives it to the child. He can be yaitzim hiknulai. Even though he's not kaina, but doesn't matter. Chutz me, I'm tefrish. Yom Tefrishin, a father can't give his own son a matana. So since a father, like the Machne Ephraim, cannot give his son a matana, so if the father is Machna Aluliv to his son any other day of Sukkis, you could be Yaitza, even though the son's not Kaina. But you could be Yaitza. But that's right, you don't need it. There's no Hiknolai meaning, even though the Kinyan is not Chal, it's okay. Chutz mi Yom Tefrishin, well, you need a Kinyan Gomor. Tefrishi, you need lachem, then it does not work. So I don't know if this Piskei Taisvis is a toss or not a toss, but the words, the way they're printed, make sense according to the Tzad HaChiddush that we're saying here today. So this is the Veltz Tumel regarding the possibility of a father giving a gift to his son. There's one. There's still another nekuda. What I did, I would like you to do. I copied the Shulchan Aruch on this din. If you can pass it out to everybody, a copy, right, of the Shulchan Aruch on this simon. What I'd like you to do, first of all, is to learn through it, the Shulchan Aruch. And the first side is the side that has the beginning of Siman Ayin Reish. Sif Beis, which is the sif that goes from one side to the other. First of all, you all should sit down and learn sif beis. And I think you'll find certain surprises. When you worked in camp and you got a paycheck, it belongs to you or your father. Huh? I don't know if you want to learn this stuff. During the summer, you're not saying mechinim. For those two months, you're not saying mechinim.
You spend
money where you want. Look what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Betzias benai ubitai asmuchin al shulchanai. Aval pi shem gedaylim. Umetzias bitai hanara. Aval pi shem esimechas al shulchanai. Umetzias avli shchasi aknan. Umetzias ishtai. Hayel shalai. So first of all, every mitziah that you find, don't think it's yours. It's your father's. It's first of all. V'hu adin, in parentheses, that's a ramah. Hu adin im hirvichu b'schayra ay b'malacha. Yeah? If you're a god la'asemach ha'shulchan aviv, you have a problem. Hu adin im hirvichu b'schayra, if you made some business selling things, Ayba Malacha are working. There's one good news. There's one exception. Avalim Meis, Einei Meirish, Well, it's a funny way to have a heter. Huh? Right? It says that if the benai, the godla, Sefer Shalomov, dies, so then the Yerusha goes to his family, it doesn't go to his father, and the father divides it among the brothers. No. It goes to his, so Yerusha, it's a small comfort. If the father dies, everyone yashes. That's a dina Yerusha. Avlomeis, no, means if the son dies, even though everything the son has is the yad of the father, it's the father can't pass the work of this son to the other Yarshim. Oh, look what he says in the Siman about him. Pirishim Mesa Av, Avshikvar Havichu Beskairish, Kavarnasim Malacha. Ukamok and Hoyo Vadayim Biyada, Ibu Mes, Einem Erisha. Wow. No, you're right. Dafa Mitzia Shematza Bechaye Aviv, Floitovay Aviv Bechayek Shemes, Aviv Hamitzia La'atzmai. What does that mean? If a child works and there's a bank account that has his money, because man, the father's alive, belongs to the father. When the father dies, it doesn't fall into the Yerusha. What? What does it mean in the bottom line in the Sma there? Pirisha Mesav, Avshikvar Havichu Beskaira, Shikvar Nasa Malachim. Komakim, Hoyel Vadayim Biyodai, Vihu Mes. Whose hand? Vadayim Biyodai. Well, does it mean Adayim Biyodai of the father, Vihu Mes? Ain't a Marisha.
No, Adayim Biyodai of the
so he's the father doesn't have it yet. So it just means it's like a very small heter. It's only a heter for things. Mashem the Sma, that the child has his own yad.
And this is a special thing, whatever it is. This
is that mashma that. Is it mashma the child has his own yad? Not sure. The Taz is Mazba this. We'll have to look at it for tomorrow. See the Taz Ayin Resh. I want to learn the first Taz. The second Taz is Mazba this Din from the Makar. We'll have to leave it for tomorrow. We'll come back to it. I would like. I don't understand. Some of you guys are out of it. This is not too hard a sugya. Sometimes I say something, I know some guys are out of it because they're out of it. But I don't know. Either you guys have. I mean, I'm not talking to everybody, but. Those of you who are not into this, there's something wrong. I mean, don't waste your time. It's, I feel bad. I always feel that, the guys who fall asleep after 15 minutes, it's my fault. But the guys who are falling asleep already the first 15 minutes, it's your fault. Like some sugyas, I know they're hard. Some of you don't get into it, This is such a simple sugya. I think a very interesting sugya. I mean, how are you going to finish it and not know what's going on? I mean, if you don't know what's flying, so buckle down and know what's flying. And if you can't get into it, so I'm a smile ve'yamina ve'yamina ve'smila. You don't have to come here to look at me. I know you like to look at me. I can give you a picture. You don't have to. You got to get into the sugya. This is not such a hard sugya. It's an interesting sugya. So tomorrow we're going to go through this sifin Shulchan Aruch. I hope to do a little more gemara because we have to move. But this Sifin Shulchan we're going to go to tomorrow. Go through tomorrow, Yitzhak Hashem. Please learn through Sif Beis before tomorrow. And then try to finish the Mishnah, the Gemara as far close to the Mishnah as you can.